a Nacho Radio podcast.
Dave and Darren.
Time for another installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave, but you knew that already. This one is Darren.
And who do I sound like today?
Oh, that's not your real voice, is it? I'm not doing a show with that guy today.
No, I don't think that.
Okay. There's a guy in the news. Have you seen this guy who's suing Palmer? Mm-mm. He's a veteran who claims that he was treated badly, that they made him feel like a weirdo.
At the clinic?
He was a student there.
Oh.
And he's saying that it's age discrimination because they made him feel weird. He went overseas. Mm-hmm. He was in the military. Then he wanted to go to Palmer. And
non-traditional student.
Yes. And his lawsuit is that he was treated unfairly based on the fact that maybe he was a veteran and maybe he was older than the regular students.
Right.
And the guy's name is Darren Petro.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I've been hearing your name on the news all week, and I'm like, oh boy. Yeah. And basically, the crux of it is, he was a creepy old man on Brady Street that was making people feel uncomfortable.
Well, kind of fits the profile.
And did you go to Palmer? When I first met you, you were like looking at anatomy books all the time.
No.
Weren't you considering becoming a chiropractor or something?
When I was a young kid, that was one of the things that I considered doing, yes.
No, but when I met you 20-plus years ago, when you're doing overnights, you had anatomy books that you were, like, studying.
Yeah, I was thinking about going back to school at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And 20 years ago, would have been probably a good idea. In retrospect.
It might have been the best idea. But we have fun. That's not you. So if anyone hears a name that sounds like Darren's, it's not.
It could be me.
It's a different Darren.
It could be.
Darren Petro.
And where's he from?
I don't know where he's originally from, but I know that the lawsuit is against Palmer College, so
mm-hmm.
Palmer College of Chiropractic.
Well, maybe I'll glom on to that case.
You know what? I, too, was discriminated against.
I, too.
It hasn't been easy for me as not a veteran of war, perhaps.
But anyone can eat lunch there, right?
Is that right?
Isn't their cafeteria is open to everyone, is open to the public?
I didn't know that they had a cafeteria.
I think they've got like a newly renovated one that is just like, it's a dreamboat.
When I moved here, I had to go there every once in a while because I had, all my roommates were Palmer students. And I had to go be examined because they had to get so many hours and stuff. And then I had to pay.
Everybody knows it says L7.
Okay. That's what they say about me. I'm an L7. I've heard that many times. Had an interesting Nacho Radio caravan moment today. I was behind a car with a Nacho Radio sticker.
And someone behind you?
I don't know, but behind me.
I don't know. Does two make it a caravan?
I think relatively speaking.
It does.
Whoever drives the Mercury Montego, I thank you for your support.
Mm-hmm.
They had a Cub sticker and I think a baby on board thing going on.
The Mercury.
I saw the Nacho Radio sticker on the car and I thought, well, come on, Rubber Duck, we got us a convoy. I don't know why the truck driver has an echo. He's an angel trucker. That's right. I'm hauling the Lord's work and prayers and dreams.
Hauling wings to the angels.
Out of Shaky Town. I thought I had a CB.
I didn't know that heaven was Shaky Town.
Yes, Shaky Town is heaven.
Huh.
A lot of people think Shaky Town is Chicago. But no.
No.
Not the case.
Okay.
Or is Shaky Town in California because of the quakes? What is Shaky Town?
I didn't know that Shaky Town was Chicago.
Why did I think that Shaky Town was... He's hauling logs out of Shaky Town, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that in the song?
I never heard that. I've heard of Shaky Town, but I didn't know...
We don't know where it is.
That was a Chicago thing.
Welcome to Shaky Town, population me. Shaky Town in the song Convoy. If anyone knows, please text us at 470-23-NACHO. Shaky Town must have been like a trucker slang thing, right?
I would think so. Everything is a trucker slang.
If
you're on the old CB.
See, I had a book when I was a little kid about all of the slogans.
Yeah.
Like, you know, County Mountie, a bear in the air, that sort of thing.
Citizen Band Radio for Dummies.
Shaky Town is is what Los Angeles is. Shaky Town is Los Angeles.
Okay.
That makes more sense. And they're on their way to Tulsa Town, which is Tulsa.
That one I had. And, of course, they have their own time there, too.
Yeah, thank you, Don Williams. He left not that long ago. Didn't he just check out?
In 2017, I believe you're right.
That's right, Darren. I'm glad you brought it up. There is going to be a brand new episode of Brood on this Saturday night at 10:35 on WQAD News 8.
A tribute to Don Williams.
Well, we talk about glassware and sampling different beers, and then we went to Burrfest this past weekend. It's a pretty quick turnaround.
Is that Merlefest?
We were firming. No, Burrfest. You do this to me every year. It was Burrfest in Coralville. We were there on Saturday, and then it'll be on Channel 8 this Saturday at 10:35. That's Brood.
Were you signing pictures of Raymond Burr without his shirt on?
Mm-hmm. That's what I was doing. I was autographing my name to a shirtless Raymond Burr photo.
From the right around 1960. 1959, 1960 Raymond Burr without his shirt on.
Tomorrow night.
All the best, Dave.
I'll see if I can't grab you one because they're pretty handsome. Tomorrow night at the Mallards game is Brood Pint Glass Night. We give the pint glasses out after the game.
Okay, good.
Is that what you guys do at the River Bandits games?
No.
No, you give him the pint glass during the game? No, that's a mistake.
It could be. Well, it would be worse at a hockey game.
Where sometimes you're encouraged to throw things on the ice.
You're encouraged to throw things.
Rubber pucks, hats, teddy bears sometimes. Yeah.
It's certainly going to break on ice.
Yeah.
And then for whoever has to clean it up.
It's not good.
It's not the easiest thing to see.
Imagine running over a Zamboni and there's ice on the glass on the ice.
Kicking right back up at you.
Yeah, you don't want any of that. And you got the little kid sitting there.
Maybe I don't want to drive the Zamboni machine.
Maybe I'm over it.
I think I would be over it real quick.
Well, we're going to have the Brood Pint Glass Night, a Friday night. That would be Groundhog's Day for the first 1,000 fans.
Okay.
And there are those cool pint glasses.
Be everybody.
That are, they kind of look like, they've got that thing where it goes in. You know, it's kind of like a can that those have become popular in the last couple of years. You know what I'm talking about?
The glass becomes a can?
Well, it's like, it goes like this and then it kind of goes in a little bit.
Yes, no.
Yeah.
Like almost a sniffer?
Yeah. Well, but not, no, it's not a sniffer. No. It's like, I don't know how to explain the style.
You'll see it on Friday if you go.
Yeah, that's it. I'll try and grab one for you, Petra, because I need a pint glass in this house like I need a hole in the head.
Well, me too, though.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, I know.
There's so much stuff I need to throw away.
I know.
But I need to throw away stuff in every room.
It's getting to be a bit much.
And then start all over again.
Yeah, that's what happens. A lot of times, like, we'll do a Goodwill run, and then the next thing you know, there's just more stuff to replace the stuff that we gave away.
Doesn't make a lot of sense.
It sure doesn't. I've got 5 things that I've collected that I'd like to share with you and with our dear listeners. Hey, guys, thanks for listening to the show.
See if I can get through this. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry at 3320 East Kimberly Road next to Green Buick. Their bridal sale is going on now. Come in and check out their engagement rings, which start at, get this, just $350, and their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen today. Their passion for jewelry and gems will be present each time you find the perfect gift and the perfect piece for you. Come in and see and feel the difference. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for every occasion at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They're locally owned and operated and open Tuesday through Saturday starting at 9 a.m. Check them out online at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. So you're just trying to take into consideration my funky, weird voice.
I'm working the board. I'm trying to make sure everybody can hear you. That's what I'm trying to do. And I wanted to make sure that the mic was absolutely working.
No, I got it.
At its peak. So I banged on it while you were talking.
But that's all right. The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Enjoy one of Capriati's specialty party trays or build your own by choosing a combination of cold subs. And for that extraordinary event, and it doesn't get much more extraordinary when you're in February, build your own perfect meatball sub. Boy, that wouldn't be the worst idea for a Super Bowl, is it? Meatball bar?
You've talked me into it.
At a Super Bowl party?
That's what we're doing.
Capriotti's signature meatballs. Homemade meatballs are made from scratch daily and simmered in a classic marinara sauce. Every meatball bar comes with sliced provolone, Romano cheese, and baked rolls. If you're there for lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
And if you're placing your orders via fax, please stop doing that. The fax machine doesn't work. Knock it off.
But if you do want the meatball bar for your Super Sunday, I think I'd get a hold of them soon.
Yeah, I mean, don't show up 10 minutes before kickoff and expect the meatball bar.
Meatball bar, please.
All right, something else?
Number one. Look at me.
I'm ordering a meatball bar to go right now. Go, do it.
Elon Musk is the guy that's behind the Tesla cars, mm-hmm. and isn't he working on some sort of Hyperloop something or another?
He's going to live on Mars.
He's got a company called The Boring Company, and they announced a couple days ago that they had a $500 flamethrower that they were releasing for the public. Yes. I don't know if you saw the video of this.
Now, is that real?
Yeah, no, it's absolutely 100% real.
So anyway,
it better be.
You can have a flamethrower.
Yes. Yes, it's a flamethrower.
I can have one?
Well, you can't now, because here's the thing. They're $500 a piece. They made 20,000 of them. Sold out.
He knows what he's doing. Where can you use those?
I think, I know, like, the city of Davenport, the firefighters are doing a controlled burn on some vegetation, some cattails that grow a little bit. Yeah. It would also wouldn't be the worst idea maybe for, home defense. You got a burglar in your house? Here, Scarecrow, let's play with some fire.
Or just pesky kids.
Right?
It's a sprinkler.
I know it's a sprinkler. Yeah. A flamethrower for home defense, I think, would be pretty boss. Because
it is.
I want you to know Band-Aids do fix bullet holes. But if you melt off someone's face, they're going to think twice about coming into your house again uninvited. Dig what I'm saying?
Well, I don't know if I want to do that.
Oh, I do. You weren't invited. Now you don't get to have a face anymore. Or at least eyebrows. I'll take those. You look surprised the rest of your life. You messed with the wrong guy.
I think those grow back.
Do the math on this. Not if you get flamethrower to the face.
That's true.
20,000 flamethrowers at $500 a piece? That's $10 million in flamethrowers this guy sold in like 3 days.
What did it cost to make them, though?
Well,
what's the price point? What's the margin?
Yeah, I don't know what the margin is. But I do know this. He's doing okay. He also, by the way, sold flamethrower ball caps that people were buying like crazy. They loved the idea of having the flamethrower ball cap. And each and every flamethrower came with, and I thought this was nice, a complimentary fire extinguisher.
Which is...
just in case it gets out of hand.
It's kind
of
strange because, you know about these cups and these coolers? They're called Yeti?
Yeah. Yeah, I just got one of them.
But they have, like... They have clothing and hats for Yeti.
Yeah, people go nuts for branding.
What is that?
I don't understand it.
I have a cup, and here's a hat to tell you I have a cup.
That's right, a real Yeti.
What?
Number two. I don't know if you saw this news, but...
Yes. Yes, I do use Charmin. It's on my hat. Well, thank you.
If I didn't use Charmin, would I wear this hat?
Would I be out in public if I didn't use Charmin? Could I be out in public with this hat on I didn't use Charmin?
Okay, that's the breaking news sounder, Darren. And this, I think, is going to really affect you. Mm. Robert Wagner has been named a person of interest.
Oh, he's so smug.
In the death of Natalie Wood.
Yeah, for like the 10th time.
Really?
Yes.
I thought this was the first time they've named him a person of interest.
See, I thought that he was always kind of he was certainly suspicious.
His wife died in 1981, and when they met, it was murder.
Right.
That was after, his wife died, right?
Oh, yeah.
According to the LA County Sheriff's investigators.
Or it was like right when it was happening.
Like just before. They say they've been investigating the course over the last 6 years, and he's more of a person of interest now. I guess there were a bunch of bruises on her body that they need some explanations for. The death was ruled accidental,
mm-hmm.
and then in 2012, the death was reclassified as undetermined. He was the last one to see her alive, so they think that's...
Yeah, well, that's something, isn't it?
Yeah. Robert Wagner, I can't believe he murdered Natalie Wood, though, right?
Oh, I can.
Really? You have no problem. You're buying a hook, line, and sinker. Murder.
Who else did you throw off of that boat?
I'll tell you.
Who else was on that boat that night that you threw off?
Wasn't Christopher walking on the boat?
I think he was.
Yeah. Isn't there a version of the story where she had taken a bath in champagne?
Yeah.
And then realized instantly that that was a dumb idea?
Yeah, because it kind of...
It burns. It
burns.
When you have, you know, areas that
That are susceptible.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, this would be a good idea. I'll take a champagne bath.
Oh, champagne bath.
Oh, look at how decadent. Jesus, the burning!
Oh, it's a champagne jam.
Oh, no, thank you. Monopoly has created a new version of the game for cheaters, complete with handcuffs. Monopoly Cheaters Edition challenges players to get away with as much cheating as they can. This is stealing from the bank. This is skipping spaces. This is avoiding paying rent. And it's all part of the game. Now, if you get caught cheating, then you have to
There's consequences.
You get handcuffed to the board, which seems a little kinky for me, frankly. What is this, 50 Shades of Monopoly out of nowhere? They say they've done the research. Hasbro, that makes the Monopoly game, they own Parker Brothers. They say in their research, half of game players have attempted to cheat during Monopoly games.
I think there's another 50 Shades of something movie coming out.
Yes, again. The third and final part of the trilogy.
Is it only the third one?
Yes, yes.
In this environment right now, is this really the time to be putting those movies out?
What's wrong with the environment right now?
Well, this whole idea.
Oh, with the Her Too and all that?
Yeah.
I think, I haven't read a paragraph of the books.
Spank me! Don't harass me! Which is it?
I think she's into it, right?
Of course she's into it.
Although, doesn't it start where she's working for him?
You're right!
Yeah, you can't put a move on somebody that's working for you.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, you make an excellent point.
Which is it?
It does seem a little tone deaf.
You're harassing me! Spank me!
Well...
Spank me, too!
See, the thing about the 50 Shades of Grey books is... And I'm not the first person to make this claim.
Like, what
this
is the
this
new
is
one?
Well established. Well, this is the thing. Like
50 Shades of now the new one's called like 50 Shades of Grey Creep.
No, or I something. Think it's, is it 50 Shades Deeper or 50 Shades Deepest or the point is
it's turning into almost like it's 50 Shades of Grey Tokyo Drift.
Right. Here's the thing. So the guy has this girl. And then he ties her up and he whips her and chains her and handcuffs her, right?
Yeah.
Because he's a millionaire.
It's okay.
It's okay in the books. Like if he lived in a trailer, then this is a completely different movie.
No.
So, but
he'll feed you to the raccoons,
right? But in the last couple of months, all these millionaires
have
been
helped.
Exposed. Your Steve Wynn's, your Harvey Weinstein's, your spin the wheel, all of them,
Chachi.
How about that Chachi Nicole Eggert saying now? Darren's rolling his eyes. You don't believe Nicole Eggert?
No, I didn't say that.
Are you on Chachi's side on this one?
No. He ruins everything. We can't have anything nice because of Chachi.
Players are their own banker. So you can cheat from your own bank, I guess. This just seems like...
See, I wouldn't mind being my own banker.
Am I right? Well, look at that. I'm a millionaire. We've been playing
at the end of the
day. We've been playing for 10 seconds. That's right, and
I won. They know
who
did it.
Right. Yeah.
The investigation.
Four.
Investigation should take all of the first part of a morning to figure out
who did this. Telling you about this on the last show that we did. The cops in Philadelphia will now use gear oil to grease all of the poles in town so that people won't climb up on the poles.
Oh, after the celebration?
Yes. One way or another. Cops in Philly are trying to figure out how to keep Eagles fans from climbing the poles on Sunday during the Super Bowl. Crisco is what they applied when the Eagles beat Minnesota in the NFC Championship game. That didn't work. The Philly fans found a way to climb up poles covered in Crisco.
Anyway, huh?
So now the cops are going to use a form of gear oil that they're going to be spraying on all of the poles in town. Gear oil has the consistency of molasses, and anyone planning on climbing up a pole to say how much they love their Eagles is going to find themselves in quite a situation. One of the cops tells the Fox station there in Philly, Fox 29, quote, "It's thick. You can't get it off your clothes."
If you were just a normal Patriots fan.
Yeah. Patriots.
How could you afford to go to all these Super Bowls?
Oh, that's a great point.
Regular.
regular.
I don't think you could.
That's the video skipping, not the podcast, everybody. Gear oil.
I'll put the needle on the record.
Yeah, no, this is what they're reduced to in Philadelphia, because these maniacs, they when their team does well, they all just go climbing.
I don't know. I guess I've just never. I just guess even if
gear oil is like consistency of molasses.
The guys over at Evans Golf on Spring Garden Street know all about gear oil. They use it almost every day at the garage, and they're not big fans of the gooey substance.
It's thick. You can't get it off your clothes. It smells, and it's really tough to clean up.
Sources say police plan to use a form of gear oil instead of Crisco oil to grease poles along Broad Street and up in the Northeast for Sunday night's expected Big Eagle celebration.
Don't climb up the poles.
Tom Flores says fans should be aware if you're planning on wearing your favorite Birds jersey and scaling up a pole with the stuff on it. Well, good luck in trying to clean your jersey.
So you can't take it to the dry cleaners and get it off?
No, you ruin the clothes. Clothes are ruined.
We went to H&Z Laundry on the Boulevard, where customers told us not even the senior super load washer set on heavy soil will get gear oil out.
I think you can get that kind of stuff out of your clothes if you climb one of those poles?
No, I don't think so. You have to throw your clothes away.
You think these idiot Eagle fans care about throwing their clothes away?
But here's the thing.
I can't.
How long is this gear oil going to be on these poles? For years, right?
Yeah.
Forever.
I guess.
I mean, if you can't get it off your clothes,
you're not getting it on the pole.
How do you get it off the poles?
I say just let them climb the poles. And
I mean, it's going to be there for years.
That's right, because the Eagles are going to be great for years.
You are going to have these greasy poles in Philadelphia forever.
I can't. You know,
You'll just lean against one. You won't even suspect it.
Someone's going to lean against a pole and slide right into moving traffic.
You're a tourist. You're there to see the Liberty Bell, and the next thing you know, you've just ruined all your clothes because of these greasy poles.
You ever been to Philadelphia?
No.
It's a beautiful town, but they say this.
I've heard the people are maniacs.
They're all quite insane. I mean, these are the people that threw batteries at Santa Claus, for crying out loud.
Five. See, I don't mind that so much anymore.
Finally.
I see a certain charm in that, quite frankly.
A new study says if you're sweetening your vape with flavoring, you could be damaging your immune system. You still doing the vape?
Yeah.
Do you use any sweet flavors? What kind of flavors are you using?
Mm.
This could be what your problem is. It says adding a cinnamon or vanilla to your e-cigarette might ease your stress levels, but a team of researchers have examined the impact vaporized flavor additives have on our health, and it turns out that the chemicals are wearing down your immune system. So
that could be it.
Something to think about. Just a little information, the more you know. And those are your top five things.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things, brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Movies coming soon to the Orpheum. Tomorrow, February 2nd, it's Selma. And then it's also the return of Hail Crunwell. Or actually, all the Queen's Horses. They have they did so well, it was sold out, mm-hmm. So they're adding it. How could it not be? February 8th, so a week from tonight, you can see the Rita Crenwell documentary. If it could happen in Dixon, Illinois, it could happen anywhere.
I doubt that.
Or that's what they try to tell themselves.
Yeah, you tell yourself what you got to tell yourself.
Valentine's Day, it is Sleepless in Seattle. And then on Friday, March 30th, Loving Vincent, the world's first fully painted feature film, which has received an Academy Award nomination. Also coming very, very soon to the Orpheum Theater. Next Tuesday, I believe it is, February 6th, the United Air Force Shades of Blue Jazz Ensemble. Magician Bill Blagg, comedian Henry Cho, Peter Pan Jr., and more. Tickets are available online at GillsburgOrpheum.org, on phone by 309-342-2299, or you can get them right there at the box office. They serve wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews. The Orpheum Theater is also available for private events, including weddings and movie rentals. The Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Lean forward, engage, and be entertained. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak. Get one today, or how about a chicken cheesesteak, premium grilled chicken, and melted provolone cheese, fried onions with hot or sweet peppers at Capriati's, both locations, the 53rd Street location in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And when you're there, make sure you mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
I want to tell you the story of Donald Savastano. Donald Savastano, Sydney, New York, is where this story happens. He plays the scratch-off lotteries.
Nice.
Scratches off a lottery ticket.
Big winner.
Instant winner. $1 million winner. That's right.
I wouldn't believe it.
$1 million. So this guy wins $1 million, and he's 51 years old, mm-hmm. and it's like, I can't believe
I won
my good fortune.
Yes.
And he's telling people, man, 2018 is going to be my year.
But then it blows away, just like, this is the, my name is Earl.
He picks up the winnings, the $1 million winnings, and he says, this is going to change our lives, to tell you the truth.
Should help.
A self-employed carpenter plans for the money. He says,
I'm going to buy more carpeting.
Carpenter. He's a self-employed carpenter, 51 years old, been working hard his whole life.
Yeah.
He gets that $1 million. He says, I'm probably going to get a new truck, and I don't know, probably go on vacation. Here's the thing, too. Now that he's got a couple of bucks in the bank, he's like, I'm going to go to the doctor, because I haven't been able to afford a doctor's visit.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Stage 4 cancer.
Oh, no.
Yep. Stage 4 cancer.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. And he's dead.
Oh, brother.
That all happened in January.
Oh, man. Well, yep. Someone got the... Well, that is... For someone, that's a real stroke of luck.
Brain and lung cancer.
Oh.
He put off going to the doctor because he couldn't afford to go to the doctor. Then he won a lottery, $1 million. He's got enough money to go to the doctor. Guess what? Stage 4 cancer.
I suppose.
And he's dead.
At the very least, if he could say, at least I know that I'm leaving you guys in decent shape.
Yeah.
There's that.
They said they thought maybe that the win lottery money was going to help save his life. But no, man. It takes more than $1 million to save someone's life. And stage 4 lung and brain cancer.
Yeah, I don't know that I trust good things happening.
Isn't that something else? You win the lottery in the beginning of the month.
What if you were like on a real streak of good luck?
Where it was like too much good luck?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I believe, listen, life, the universe, it's a pendulum. Good things happen, and bad things happen.
I don't believe that. But
well, I do. I absolutely
But I can see where you could get paranoid about things. What goes around comes around and all that stuff. I'd love to believe in karma. I don't. It sounds groovy and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But no, too often good things happen to bad people.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
Well, there's certainly...
There's way too much proof of that to not to believe in it.
Yeah.
If you're going to believe in anything. But it would make you suspicious if all of a sudden you had a bunch of good luck, like,
cartoonish good luck.
Whoa.
Right, I see what you're saying.
That
would make me uneasy.
It'd make you nervous.
Yeah.
Even if it shouldn't.
Right. Right, like, every once in a while you get a day where, like, 3 good things happen to you. And by good things, I mean, like, you find $5 in your pants when you're doing the lunch.
You hit all the green lights.
Yeah, there you go. And then by the time that third thing happens, you're like, wait a minute. Simulation. We're all holograms. What's going on here? You know, Darren, with your not belief in, you don't believe in karma.
Wish I could.
Have you considered going to the Satanic Temple? Because they're making waves in Casa Grande, Arizona.
No, they're not my thing either.
The Satanic Temple has adopted a stretch of highway in Arizona. So now you know how they'll say, like, this part of the road is being cleaned up by this group.
They own a part of the road.
Yeah. Yeah, the Satanic Temple has adopted part of the Arizona Highway. I-10 near Casa Grande, California.
I wonder what we misunderstand about satanic cults the most.
Well, first of all, I think they would argue with it being a cult.
Okay, so let's not call it a cult.
Yeah.
Just they're Satanists or whatever they want to call themselves.
It says here that they don't worship the devil.
Right. That seemed like right off the bat. That seems like a very...
They just don't believe in God. Well, but then why do you...
Why do you have to call yourself a Satanist then?
That's what I don't get.
You're kind of asking for it.
That's like saying...
Why don't you just call yourself an atheist?
Yeah. I'm a Donald Duck fan because I don't believe in Mickey Mouse. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
You either buy the whole thing or you don't. You don't get to pick and choose the characters you want.
If you don't believe in Satan, then why would you be a Satanist?
Satanism is a legitimate religion, according to their spokesperson. Even though it's non-theistic, we are showing people we do have a sense of community and don't want to get and they want to get involved.
Oh, I thought they were going to say a sense of humor.
Aren't we devils?
Aren't we just little devils?
Well, that's what you should do. If you're the satanic cult, just go and drop all your trash on the highway.
Oh, we're just
the devil made me do it. Aren't we something else?
You come to judge.
Yeah, we're having deviled ham again tonight. It's my religion. Uh-huh. I'm a Satanist.
So here we just call it ham. So we just call them eggs.
Satanism is not that you have like pentagrams and slaughter goats and kill virgins. It's that you just don't believe in God.
I would think some.
That doesn't make it. Some. This doesn't make a lick of sense.
So
why aren't you? You're just an atheist then.
Yeah.
I mean, if I saw a highway that said the highway is being cleaned up by atheists, that wouldn't.
That doesn't sound cool enough.
Yeah. Right. This guy says, what is he? The spokesperson, Stu DeHaan is his name. He's one of the founding members of the Satanic Temple of Arizona.
Hey, atheist, we need you to clean this road. I don't believe I will.
He says, a lot of what we hear is from the 80s and 90s called the Satanic Panic, wild and atrocious myths that were just never proven to be true. He says that this is a group who just wants people to know that they exist, they're friendly, and also they hate litter. See, I would think that the devil would love litter.
Are you really a Satanist? Swear to God.
Right? The road to hell is paved with good intentions, but not litter.
No, not litter.
The devil hates
litter. He's very tidy.
Well, if the devil hates litter, I'm going to start throwing trash out the window.
The devil could probably pick up litter with his little forked tail. He'd be really good at
it. Maybe that's what the pitchfork is for.
And the pitchfork.
Picking up trash on the side of the road.
Picking up trash and with my little forked tail.
Look at me.
Look at me. I'm amazing.
I'm doing my part.
I'm picking up twice the trash you people are.
Hey, get ready for your dentist to start asking you questions about your sex life.
All right.
More dentists are going to start talking to patients about...
I look forward to it.
...oral cancers and sex.
Oh, sure.
The human... papillomavirus, or HPV, is now the most commonly sexually transmitted, most common sexually transmitted disease. And I guess it can be spread through oral sex. So that's something that dentists need to know about.
Looks like you're eating a lot of beaver there. What?
Consider yourself zing.
Zing of the day.
What the hell? I got this in my mouth.
You been flossing a lot?
No. Yeah.
Not really. Oh, well then I know what's going on. Beaver muncher, huh? Well, I do okay.
Zing of the day brought to you by the East Milling Coffee Company.
Oh my God. Well, it says here 80 million Americans are currently infected with HPV.
Oh,
that's one in four people.
Oh, sure.
Jesus, and you can get it. It's transmitted during vaginal, anal, or oral sex with someone who has the virus. Oh, boy.
Is it like it was?
You Kuiper?
I saw her on TV the other day.
Who's that?
The doctor from the doctors. That woman. The one that Larry lit up.
The only guest in the history of our show to hang up on us.
She was...
And she hung up the phone very
with
loudly.
Prejudice.
Yeah, she was not having any of it.
She, keep an eye on it. She's trying to sell you some sort of medicine.
Of course she is. How about this?
And Big Schwag, of course, is trying to sell you medicine.
Someone takes their French bulldog to the vet, and the vet points out something weird about the bulldog.
That it's not a bulldog?
It's got male and female genitalia.
Hmm.
This bulldog.
I never leave the house.
Yeah. This bulldog It was trying to hump other dogs, and they took it to the vet to like try
to
figure
hump
out
itself.
Like, why is it always trying to hump other dogs?
Yeah,
and
all dogs.
And then the vet kind of took a look under the hood there, and was like, "Well, here's the problem. This dog's got these parts and these parts."
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Luna, the bulldog, is a hermaphrodite. Apparently, the dog is befuddling other dogs because it's giving off different smells.
Right.
Like, the dog smells like both a boy and a girl dog.
All dogs.
And to dogs, that's super confusing.
All dogs go to heaven. This dog goes both ways.
They say that she was trying to mount other dogs. According to the owner here, she's always trying to mount other dogs. We call her a pulling machine because she's such a babe magnet. What? What does that mean? Pulling machine? Everyone is fascinated by her. Nobody has seen anything like it. Yeah, she says, it was getting bigger, and to my shock, I was told my sweet little lady had a penis.
Mm.
It took a while to get our heads around that. This means that the 18-month-old dog, by the way, will not be able to have puppies.
No, but that's okay.
Yeah, there's enough bulldogs
there's
in
enough
the world.
There's enough puppies.
Yeah. Yeah. Have your pets spayed or neutered, mm-hmm. or spayed and neutered, I guess, in this one's
That's
case.
That's right. Sure.
Although she can't, no matter what. She Or could she? How would that work? You're the dog expert. A bar in New York City has put up a sign that is banning the use of the word literally.
Mm, good idea.
This is the best idea. This is at a bar called The Continental.
Of course.
Which, if you and I are ever in the East Village, we gotta go to the Continental.
As imaginary New Yorkers?
Well, you know that would be the place to go. Hey, man.
It's the only thing we agree on here in the city. The Continental.
He likes the Giants. I like the Jets.
Uh-huh.
I'm a Mets guy. He likes the Yankees.
Uh-huh.
And yet, we can agree for drinks.
At the Continental.
In the East Village at the Continental.
Join us at the Continental.
I love the name of that bar. Anyway, they said they are banning the use of the word literally.
Good for them.
Calling it the most overused, annoying word in the English language. Here's what the sign says at the bar.
Hmm.
Quote, "Sorry, but if you say the word literally inside the Continental, you have 5 minutes to finish your drink and then you must leave. If you actually start a sentence with I literally, you must leave immediately.
Good deal.
This is the most overused, annoying word in the English language, and we will not tolerate it. Stop Kardashianism now." Boy, taking a shot at the Kardashians there at the end.
That's, they can take it.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
You think so? They're a strong family. It's going to have to do it for this action-packed installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
Which have been brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2018 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot iced and frozen beverages as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. We certainly appreciate both of those things. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. And Danimal, you'll be getting your Capriati's card very, very soon. Congratulations as our 2017 Cover 5 champion. When you're at Capriati's, make sure you enjoy their soups, including the turkey, chili, tomato, bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, and chicken tortilla. And mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Eagles win in a rout is my prediction.
That would be fun.
The 5.5 points.
Now, I mean, if they're up, though, let me ask you this, though.
When do I feel like it's a done deal?
Say they're up by 3 touchdowns at halftime. You're still going to be nope.
I've seen this movie.
Right.
I know how it ends. No, the Eagles will win. Okay. And there's no way the Patriots... Well, I don't know. 5.5, I say hammer the Eagles all day long.
That makes sense. We'll see.
Yeah, here's hoping. Enjoy the Super Bowl, everybody.
We're back early next week.
Early next week. When we know more, we'll let you know.
All right, there
Until
you go.
Until then, have a great weekend, everybody. Or I guess for a lot of you, you're starting your week. That's the beauty of this. You listen when you want. But when we put it together, we want to wish you a happy, joyous weekend season. Don't forget an all-new brood Saturday, February 3rd at 10:35. Until next time, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Nav and board, yeah, we keep it in lock. Ride, guys. Come on, and it just don't stop.
That crowd loves rock roll, not hot, Fred.
They'll never know the difference, Fred. All those people out there now belong to you. They're your public, all yours.
My public? Yes, how about that? I got my own private public.
Here he is, folks, and a sensational, the one and only Rock Roll, Ian Boston!
I don't want my public. Send them home. Send me home. I'm scared.
Pretty boy, I hate to do this to you, but...
There's a town I know where the hipsters go called Bedrock. Twitch, twitch, when you get an itch, then you do the twitch in Bedrock. Twitch, twitch, cause the twitching's fine, have yourself a time in Bedrock. Twitch, twitch.
He's excited.
He's marvelous.
He's Fred.
Well, we'll twitch around the clock tonight in Bedrock. Twitch, twitch, and rock is gonna roll, and rock is gonna roll, and rock is gonna roll.